71 degrees and partly cloudy in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Brenda Wynn is the outgoing Davidson County Clerk. She's held the position since 2012 and will be retiring at the end of August. She was a guest for a profile edition of This is Nashville, where she talked about what kind of person it will take to fill her shoes.
You need to make sure you've got somebody there who has the temperament to do this job, who has the vision to do this job, and who has the desire to want to do this job and do it well.
Three Democratic candidates are running in the May 5th primary to fill County Clerk Wynn's position. That race is unopposed, so whichever Democrat wins today gets the job. Nashville voters can find information on where to vote by visiting nashville.gov. It's also a local primary election day in many other mid-state counties. You can hear the full show with Brenda Wynn and the This is Nashville podcast feed. And yeah, today is a local election day for all of Tennessee. Many counties are holding primaries for judges and school board members. In some communities, including Rutherford, Williamson, and Wilson counties, the county mayor and some commissioner seats are up for grabs. Polls will be open until 7 p.m. A conservative media company headquartered in Nashville is laying off workers. The Daily Wire, which was co-founded by commentator Ben Shapiro, moved its main office from Los Angeles to Berry Hill in 2020, bringing dozens of jobs. It's unclear how many employees will be affected by the cuts, but the Nashville Business Journal reports they're, quote, largely concentrated here. The media company said in a statement to Barrett Media that it's evolving and investing resources into staff in the Northeast, in D.C. and Florida. Fewer people in Nashville are dying from drug overdoses. That's according to data from the Metro Public Health Department looking at the first quarter of this year. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.